Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It can be challenging to envision urban youth pursuing careers in rural agriculture, but dismantling those barriers has never been more vital. By creating spaces for young people to learn within urban agriculture, there is potential to address some of the challenges facing Canadian farms while teaching youth essential skills. Cheyenne Sundance is a farmer and the founder of Sundance Harvest. Completely self-taught, Cheyenne shares how urban agriculture can serve as a pathway for city youth to learn the skills necessary for rural farming. Welcome to the conversation piece.
Hello there. Hi, everyone. My name is Cheyenne Sundance, and I'm really excited to speak, mainly because I had laryngitis a week ago. So this is my first time I'm speaking in 7 days. So this better be worth it. Mainly for you all. So my name is Cheyenne Sundance. I'm a farmer with Sundance Harvest. Maybe some of you have seen the very fun boots I'm wearing here on Instagram feed, but I do farm. We have chickens, we have mushrooms, we have bees, we have vegetables, we have flowers, we have all of that stuff in 3 locations. But you might be wondering, well, why is she here? It's a city. Well, but one of our locations is actually in Downsview Park. How many of you have heard of Downsview Park? Maybe a hands up. Whoa, that's a lot of people. So maybe you came to the farm stand, maybe I was, you know, knee deep in some mud, and you saw me. I would have said, hey, this is Sundance Harvest. So we started in 2019, I was 22 years old, pretty unorganized like I am today without a speech, but it was really fun and it still is. And I started with 800 square feet. That is really small, the size of my apartment, I would say. It may be the size of your apartment if you're lucky and you live in downtown Toronto. But also, right now, when you think about what an acre is, that's around, 44,000 square feet? So we have 4 of those. So starting in 2019 with literally 800 square feet of half of a greenhouse, and then now with 4 acres, was kind of a big feat. But I'm here to talk about how the city made that possible for me. Urban agriculture will never feed cities, it never has, except, you know, maybe in the future, psych, that won't happen. We always need farmland, and there's a reason for that. The large part of our calories don't come from backyard radishes or someone's basement microgreens, even though we all want that kind of to happen. But instead, it actually comes from migrant workers who are seasonal, who actually produce Canada's food. When you think about the farmer, it's not Luke, Matthew, or John. It's actually someone else who clearly probably looks like me. And the coolest thing about rural farming is that we need someone to replace those who are getting older. There's going to be a need to replace people who are doing cash crops. Large-scale industrial agriculture doesn't have to be a bad, bad word at a farmer's market. It can look pretty cool. You can think about heritage grain farms like Against the Grain. That was a really awesome heritage grain farm in southwestern Ontario. It's gone, right? We need more supports for agriculture, but we also need more supports for youth. And as someone who literally never farmed a day in her life and never had an actual job before, you can come to me after if you want to learn what that was. I really just figured it out. I watched a lot of YouTube videos. I used the Toronto Public Library services. Shout out to them. Awesome. And aside from that, I made a lot of mistakes. The hardest thing, though, there wasn't a space for me to make mistakes. Urban agriculture in itself is that space. It should be a space like any other trade. Like Humber College has an amazing trades program that my friends are in. Why don't we have a space in the city to train young people who are in the city to then learn how to farm, learn some crucial technical skills, and then move out rural to revitalize those areas that are so keen to be sprawled? Isn't that one way we could save farmland if we have more youth being feeling like they can actually get involved with something? Like, hey, that farmland that you want to make a McMansion, I can actually grow on that for years to come. So that's kind of what I do. I run an incubator farm at Sundance Harvest at our Downsview site. That is one, again, of our three sites, because we have a Guelph site where my bok-bok are, which are chickens, and then I have my flowers there, and then we have a Bolton site. But at Downsview, we teach 11 farmers right now who are all young, youth, subjective. We teach 11 farmers who are all young how to farm. And by young, I mean under 60, but really, yeah, young. So with these farmers, though, the cool cat thing about this is that they, half of them are subsidized. I actually did a fundraiser to subsidize half of the farmers to start their own businesses. So our incubator is at 1.5 acres in size. They grow food. They learn from me, which is subjective if they'll learn anything. But they will learn something like marketing. And they sell all their vegetables to our produce box that we give to many people across Toronto who buy our vegetables. The second cool thing about Sundance Harvest is that we pay a living wage. We're probably the only farm I know rurally or in the city that pays the highest entry-level wage in agriculture, to my knowledge, because we pay $24 an hour paid vacation. And the way we can... No. Don't clap for that. Okay. I don't have a lot of time, guys. The way we can do that is because we don't have any surplus profits. But the sad thing is... sad violin music. We have to leave Downsview. We're leaving this September. So the incubator farm you just heard about, it's gone because there's not a place that I would imagine in a new city that would have for young people to be able to get involved in agriculture that's subsidized. So I was actually subsidizing my labor to run this incubator, but sadly I can't afford, at least that's actually double my salary I make in a year. So in Downsview Park, we had to leave, but my idea and my vision for a new city is to have a space similar to what I created, my blood, sweat, and tears for those 3 years I put in there, and to have that run by a nonprofit or organization that gets government money or provincial money to actually run a sustainable incubator for young farmers, to have an opportunity to literally try it out. Because how are we going to have cool, hip young farmers try things out and move rurally if they can't drive? Because that was me. I just got my license last October. And, you know, I think about El, Nico, I think about Siki, I think about Cassidy, I think about, you know, Aiden, all my crew members who work for me and all my incubators who don't drive, who can't make it rural, but now they're all farming, and now they're all following me rural. That really wouldn't happen if it wasn't for cities. But again, we really, really do need a place like Downsview that is run by a nonprofit. But aside from that, I have some time left, and I'm going to tell you a bit about what I do, but also a bit about what I don't do. So growing food in the city is quite interesting. The incubator program in itself is revolutionary because it doesn't just say, hey, just grow food. It says, hey, grow food and make a living, make a career. And our incubators actually make income from the food that they grow for our CSA, which means produce box. Sorry to use an acronym. But aside from that, I'm going to end it off with, yeah, I am a farmer. I grow food. I've never done this before. I am doing this now. I'm, 26? Just turned 26. And I run through three-location farm, and I teach youth every single year how to run their own. So let's have that in the city.
Cheyenne Sundance is a farmer and founder of Sundance Harvest and is among the over 800 fantastic Canadians who have been featured on the Walrus Talk stage. Subscribe to the conversation piece on your favorite podcast platform. And to register for upcoming events happening online or in a city near you and to catch up on our archive of the Walrus Talks, visit thewalrus.ca/events.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.